Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Hey, today we're talking about diagnostic tools for prospecting in sales. I want you to create your own diagnostic tool for prospects to provide evidence of your value. Well, every salesperson can use some form of a diagnostic tool to help them determine the value you bring to a prospect. On a recent episode of Dateline, prosecutor made the statement, juries like to have a body and DNA in order to make a conviction. And if you're not familiar with Dateline, it's typically about an unsolved murder case, typically about the spouse. But in this particular episode, the prosecutor had neither the body of the victim nor the DNA of the prime suspect at the scene. And this comment stirred a connection to something I've already been implementing in my own business, and that's testing, evaluations, and assessments. In our advanced forensics world, attorneys know they need proof to sell the jury. And yes, they are definitely selling a jury. Our customers are no different. We are not the only one driving onto their farm or into their parking lot to sell them something. We are also not the only salesperson with proof that our products work. We all have charts, graphs, and research that our products are the best. The problem is that our competitors have their charts, graphs, and research to prove they are the best. The confused customer just says no. As a customer, we want proof of some kind. We need some form of unbiased evidence that this product or service is the right fit. Think about car troubles. Is your car not performing or sounding rough? Once the mechanic listens and makes an assumption, they hook it up to a Sun machine to see if the onboard computers will confirm their suspicion. What about home repairs like your roof or furnace? The first step is typically a free inspection. Now, there's one word of caution here. Please do not use your diagnostics as a gimmicky way to tell every customer your product is the perfect fit. There is certainly value in free brake inspections or free radiator coolant analysis and free roof inspections. Your mechanic or your home repair company certainly needs to do an inspection before they fix. However, my personal experience with most of these overly advertised free inspections is not good. Every time I have one of these myself, it seems new brakes or new roof are exactly what I need. There needs to be value provided by the diagnostic, and that's the part that you come in. That value is a combination of data and your expert opinion. It's not just a test, it's your expert opinion on top of the data. So building your own diagnostic tool, how do you do this in your business? Well, begin by thinking through all the questions you need to ask a customer when determining how to use your products. In sales training workshops, we work on asking better questions, and we start with the three critical questions a salesperson must answer. I'd like to start by asking the training group, how does your targeted customer make their buying decision on your products? Say that again. How does your targeted customer make the buying decision on your product? Question number two, what information do you need in order to sell your customer? That information, so again, what information do you need in order to sell your customer? The answer to that question points to the value that you bring, the unique value that you bring to the market. Last question is a really broad one, and that is, if you could ask your customer anything at all, what would you ask them? This is a really interesting one because it opens up a lot of discussion points. The answers to these questions can become the start of your customer analysis tool. Typically, there are a set of circumstances that make our product the preferred choice or provide a clue as to how we bring and add value to our customer. For example, if you sell to crop producers, you may need to know acreage, type of crop, soil type, tillage practices, yield, break-even, etc. With an animal production customer, you may need to know herd size, health status, body condition score, pigs per litter, average daily gain, death loss, etc. Some of these numbers are extremely confidential. Producers aren't going to just tell you their cost of production or acreage without some very good reasons. And there are two ways to deal with this confidentiality. Both require transparency. Be as transparent as possible about why you need the info and what you plan to do with it. One way to handle confidentiality is to give the evaluation tool to the customer. Allow them to fill it out on their own to determine their own savings on your products in the privacy of their own home. This can be done online as well. Most of us don't have a problem using some basic analysis tool on a website if it doesn't require us to enter our name and email address. The second method of handling confidentiality is to have an example of the tool filled in with standard information for your local geography. For example, let's say that the average producer in your area is farming 1,200 acres with an even split of corn and beans, a little bit of wheat, owns their own ground, and has a cost per acre of $300 for beans and $650 per acre for corn. Yields are somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 and 180 bushels for beans and corn. Now fill in your tool with that average customer. Show that to those prospects that are hesitant to share their info with you. Allow them to confirm, deny, or adjust as they see fit. The more you ground-proof your diagnostic tool, the better it becomes for proving your value. In many cases, you might be the only one out there with a tool of this kind. Another way to build credibility with your tool is to get into the hands of several peers on your sales team. Allow them to use it and provide input on how it works. Start this entire prospect with your manager and make sure you get the right legal verbiage, that you are not making any guarantees, etc. Then build the tool. My first place to ground-proof anything is with my best customers. Explain that it is a prototype, a beta version, and you would like them to see if it is helpful. As I work with teams that have a wide variety of experience, from 2 weeks to 30 years, I have developed several of my own assessments to help design more customized training programs for each team. This allows me to confidently offer training topics specific to this team. I think you can do the exact same thing with your customers, whether they have been farming for 2 weeks or 30 years. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.